Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting 7th. The catcher, Paul Ratliff. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tovar moves to second. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from Ratliff and he is out, Carew applying the tag. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alia. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. Two outs. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff takes first base on ball four. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Resettles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a fly ball into left field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alia. May reaches second base with a double. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-1 in the game. Horland bunts towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Carew covering, for the out. Hermann moves to second. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hermann trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Williams moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ratliff hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant bunts towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tiant for the out. Cardenas moves to second. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Carew reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.